Hello?
Hey, don't know what that was about.
So I think, honestly, the issue is that Discord sucks just like all of the other ones suck. And there are people in our orbit who would have you believe that Discord doesn't suck. And I just think they, like, every application that does this sucks. They all suck. And yeah. Like, sure, probably technologically it's complex and, you know, it just seems authentication and streaming. And, like, I'm sure there's a lot of challenges technically, but, like, just, like, one of them, just make one of them not suck.
I know. I it's almost been, like, 20 years since I first used Skype. You'd think it would have advanced a little bit.
The thing is, Skype 20 years ago hasn't improved since then.
Well, it's dead, like, now.
No, I know. I'm saying,
but you just mean, right.
They've added features like you can stream video games. I don't want to. Please don't make me do that. Just like do this simple thing well. And yeah. The answer usually is, nah. Man, we're not gonna do that.
Yep.
I'm a pirate, and this is Tyler Dryblatt.
And would you consider him to be like a scurvy knave or something along those lines?
No, I think he's a
dog.
He's like pretty much a dude.
Like a dude, but there's like sails and a corn crossbones and also he eats hardtack and whatnot.
I mean, like, I've never seen him wear an eye patch.
Well, you've never seen me wash my testicles, but that doesn't mean I don't do it every Friday.
Can I go now?
Yeah, I think you nailed it. We'll catch you in 6 weeks.
Great. Bye.
I was a salty sea dog, a couple days ago. We do a surf fishing class. I was the first one of the year, and some people caught some fish. But when I went in to unhook this one fish, I got blasted by a wave. And I did not bring any change of clothes, so I was a soggy bottom boy for the rest of the day.
Did you keep hold of the fish?
Yeah. I didn't lose the fish.
Okay, so Neptune didn't rescue his progeny.
True. It was some kind of ray. I don't know what kind of ray, but some kind.
I don't know why you're looking at me like I'm going to help you with fish types.
I don't care about the fish. I said a sentence. You have to say something back.
Wow. There sure are lots of types of fish. I don't know them.
That's good. That's pretty good. Yeah, I like that. Great.
That's what you're looking for. Okay. Just loud confessions of my ignorance. Okay, if that's what we're looking for, there are plenty of my ignorances to be proclaimed.
This is a deep well. But also, Three Stacks is here, refusing to say more than necessary as normal. So why don't you go ahead and introduce that beer?
Speaking of things I don't know shit all about, making this woman happy.
Damn.
Got her.
I feel like I'm being attacked, and I don't know what I did here.
No, I'm the victim. I'm the victim of
Sam,
the attack.
Yeah, Sam's the
oh, okay.
I'm
Sam's
getting
the fool.
Me. I got me good.
I have Hot Butcher put on the glasses. There are a lot of words, and none of them are real words. This is one of those ones that's got, like, eight kinds of hops, and one of them a hop oil nonsense, and it is called a full suspension ale, whatever that means.
I really thought they were doing a put-em-on-the-glass thing, and I was excited about that, but I don't think they were. I was just optimistic.
Wishful
unearned
thinking.
Optimistic.
This beer is opaque.
Is that? Oh, okay. I thought
it's
that
not
was like
hazy. It's like fully.
Yeah.
It's very pale, but still pretty opaque.
I did look it up, and I believe on Untappd it says it's like a double hazy. Imperial IPA. It's 9% ABV.
Is that what a suspension ale is? Because it's got mad stuff suspended. I don't know what a full
suspension ale is. Suspension ale is not a thing. It's not a thing. Okay. It's just nothing. All right. At all.
I think that's just Hot Butcher trying to sound cool.
It's sort of like, what if there were some titties, and then you put them on the glass, you wouldn't be able to see through the titties because the titties are there.
Yeah.
And you wouldn't want to, IMO.
Wow, that's a lot. It's got, I mean, it's supposed to have, like, fruity, peachy flavors, and it's got a lot of the fruity flavors. It's got a decent amount of just, like, you know, your typical hop bitterness. I feel like sometimes with, like, really fruity, hoppy stuff, you don't get the, like, oh yeah, hops are supposed to be bitter. But they're in there. And it's real thick mouthfeel for an IPA.
Oy. That's what I want. I want a chewy IPA.
Well, usually, she falls asleep about 20 minutes from now, and I just drink whatever she's got. So I'm really hoping this is good, because I have a feeling I'm going to drink about 2/3 of this.
It's going to congeal.
Oh, I think this smells great.
I didn't say good. It was bad. It's a lot.
Got a lot of mouthfeel in there.
That's so bright. That's so flavorful. That's zesty. It's putting them right there on the glass, right where I want them.
I'm just, like, it's got a lot of good, bright, fruity flavors. It's got some of that back-of-the-mouth flavor, and also it's 16 ounces. And I don't know why they think you need to put that much of this in your mouth at one time.
I think we're both having the exact same experience with this beer, except that I like it more. Like, we agree on all counts flavors-wise. I just prefer it.
I'm just a little lady. You I want a lady. Smaller can, and I can only find 16-ounce cans.
You got plenty of cans to put on the glass.
I don't. You don't need to lie to me. I know.
Got herself.
Got them. Sometimes got when him. I try to buy new bras, I accidentally look at training bras for preteens.
You know what? Because if it works, it works, right?
That I need.
If it works, it works. You got to hold them in place. Got to get them as far apart as possible. That's what you're looking for, right?
Nah, mostly just trying to keep the nips.
Got to get them real far apart.
Listener, you don't know that I can see Tyler looking over his shoulder at Becca, probably being livid with him.
Not happy, I'll tell you that. Hopefully, I'm happy with my next beer. It is.
Yeah, talk more about Becca's weird tits.
Who said weird? Nobody said weird.
You said weird.
I don't know.
I didn't. I never said weird.
Sorry, Emily said weird. Beautiful. Emily said Becca had weird tits.
Emily, I'm going to fly over there. I'm going to destroy you.
Okay. Oh, no.
Huh.
What? Weird. You'll make me dead? Oh, no.
Don't threaten me with a good time.
Yeah, that's fair. I am threatening you with Dogfish Head's 75-minute IPA, which claims to be a limited release, continually hopped for 75 minutes, and then they threw some maple syrup in there. So we'll see what that's like. It's 7.5% ABV. It poured out extremely with an extremely thick head, but I think that might be because it got jostled around on the way into and out of my fridge. So I don't know if I'm going to blame it on them. Amber color. The head does have different size bubbles.
How many numbers do they need? I've had Dogfish 60, 90, and also 61, which was like a red wine thing, IIRC. Yeah.
I think they made 120 at one point as well. Yeah. Oh,
also 120. Good point. Yeah. Emily, not Tyler. Good point, Emily. Okay. 75, I don't know.
Yeah. It smells mostly just kind of like an American pale ale or something like that, but I don't know. Huh. Oh. I also have a beer that has a lot going on. So there's a lot of hoppiness at the front, like you might expect. But it also has kind of a... Oh, get again. It also has a whole cat stuffed in there, which is weird. No. It also has kind of a a slick mouthfeel, not like oily, not like hop oils, but kind of like maple syrup. And then it really tastes like maple syrup in the back. And I don't know if I like it or dislike it yet. It's a combination of flavors and sensations that I'm not sure I've experienced so far. So I'll have to get back to you. Samuel, what have you got over there?
So I snuck a sip or two, and I also have a complex beer. So I guess that's, like, good or whatever. This is from Youngblood Beer Co., so a Marigold favorite. This one's called I Might Be in Trouble, Tropical Sour with Blackberry, Tangerine, Key Lime, and Marshmallow. 6.5% ABV. And the first thought I had when I took a sip of this was, like, it feels like someone put a bunch of Jolly Ranchers in my mouth and then punched me.
Yeah.
Like, and now, of course, Emily's violently grabbing at the beer. But, like, high degree of sweetness, high degree of sourness, and then also just, like, an extremely low degree of drinkability.
Oh, no.
Wow, he's right.
It's almost like I've been doing this for a decade.
Yeah. Becca,
so sour.
Becca found some, like, I don't know, some, like, I think she was playing Tetris on some app and got a bunch of points. So when we went to Vegas, we turned the points in for some free drinks, including one at the, like, Hershey's store that was some sort of, like, Starburst or shot. I'm sorry, Jolly Rancher shot. And it sounds a lot like what you're describing right now. It's just like, oh, wow, this is hard to get down my throat.
Yeah, I have so much left, and it's not that it's bad. It's just that I don't want it.
Right, sure. I get that. Well, we talked last week about people who wanted PBR
Did we talk last week?
No, we didn't talk last week. I was not doing well. I had to call out. It was
America's greatest hero of reporting.
Yeah, Sam Ginsberg mentioned how there was some people who wanted it so bad they're willing to break the law, and they stole 1,602 cases of PBR. I know we've all. You mentioned all this stuff, but I still find it really interesting that it was two separate.
And Tyler has frozen, so we'll pivot. I've already reported on this, so Emily, you're going to have to pick up the slack here.
Oh, man. I like the way this article is presenting it, is that people are so excited to have this beer and not... just that they're going to resell it.
Yeah, so the reselling actually was, like, kind of the crux of my whole thing. If you steal a shitload of beer, you need a middleman to resell it for you. A fence is the term for a person who can buy stolen goods and still manage to sell them. It's in the crime economy, a very valuable individual or company or whatever. Do we know who's middlemanning any of this? It doesn't sound like it. It sounds like we're just like, yeah, man, they're going to have to figure out a way to how to sell this shit.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think the reporting is really so much focused on how the criminals are going to complete their crime so much as...
Wow, I guess it's just like poor journalism. Interesting.
I do like that the Pabst CEO was just like, could you just give it back, though, please? Please, can we have it?
Yeah. Big time cucked out. There was a different article that I pitched. Did we keep it? Yes. All right, well, Tyler's not here, so he's not allowed to yell at me. He just texted me, now my internet is out. All right, so we're gonna stick with this, because this is an article to an article transition. He hates these, but he's not here to tell me no. And it's relevant. This is from beerreviewsmagazine.substack.com. I have to imagine there's a better version of this, but this is what we're using. Thank you to Danny Zybarth Explores.
What's that alt text? A glass of beer sitting on top of a table.
Yeah, I don't know that we necessarily need to report on that specifically.
Such unhelpful alt text. I work on websites.
And I work on podcasts where usually we say what things are.
Okay.
70,000 pints vanish near Liverpool. So last week I talked about PBR and like the great PBR theft. And so the previous article was about how that shit is going to get fenced, and it's so weird that this happened, and like if tens of thousands of dollars of a specific beer landed in your lap, what would you do with it? Like, it's going to be hard to sell. You're not going to want to drink it all. What do you do? And a week later, we have pretty much the exact same thing, but this time it's in Europe and it's Guinness. And I have mostly the same thoughts, but everyone listened to my thoughts last week. Tyler's not here. So by process of elimination, you're going to have to tell me what you think. You can have the mouse if you need it.
See, this feels very weird to me because the PBR one was like cases of beer. And you can imagine someone selling like black market cases of beer out of the trunk of their car or whatever for 2/3 of the price of the actual liquor store. This is kegs. Someone stole kegs of beer. What do you do with a stolen keg? Like, how... You can't just...
If it were the States, I would say you sell it to frat parties. But in Europe, like...
I don't think keggers are a thing, and I don't think they want Guinness for keg festivities.
I mean, the drinking age is younger there, so, like, they don't need hookups and stuff. They could just, like...
Go
buy it with, like, their own legal tender.
Yeah, I mean, also, I guess I've never worked in the food service industry. I assume that the size of keg that you get for a kegger is smaller than what a, like, busy bar is going to get.
No, you're half barrel either way.
That seems incorrect for a party.
Well,
I'm not cool also, so I've never been to a kegger.
Well, I am also not cool, but I have. And also I've worked for bars. So I'm like weirdly perfect to answer the question. Yes. Half barrel if you're like a frat bro douchebag, half barrel if you're just like the neighborhood eatery that wants to have local beer on tap. Half barrel either way.
Alright. Fair enough. It feels like it's much harder to get rid of a bunch of kegs of beer. Barrels, I guess, in this case. It was intended for delivery to pubs, so it probably was not individually packaged in a way that you could get rid of it.
Did we move on to the next article, or are we still talking about what's up?
Well. Look who's... Yes, no, man. I went article to article because you weren't around to stop me.
Madness.
We've kind of wrapped up the beer review Substack article, unless you had more to say about it.
You guys did all three articles? I was gone for like 7 minutes.
We did two.
We didn't talk about the PBR one because Sam didn't want to, so we talked about the Guinness getting stolen and the differences between the two situations, and
That's kind of
where we landed.
Can I just say I find it interesting that in both situations there were two thefts, like both times they came in and out with two different vehicles. I find that interesting.
I wonder if it's like just on the theft blogs, now the everyone's saying, well, obviously the best practice here is a double whammy. Everyone's going to want to go ahead and do a double whammy for these.
Double tap, yeah. I don't know. It's interesting. Like, why did they think that was the best way to do it? And especially the first one where they just like pulled in and pulled out, and then the second guy showed fake papers. Like, did they get hit by two different crime guys on the same day? I don't know.
I do like that this blogger is like trying to true crime this. Be like, they pulled in at this time, and then like, what? Why do we care about these details? Are we gonna solve the crime?
Maybe.
Am I gonna figure out who murdered the children?
You might.
I might.
Wait.
I won't.
Well, we already know she admitted she murdered the children. We all know that.
She admitted she murdered the children after someone told her she murdered the children. They didn't investigate him.
Oh.
I don't know who did it, but I don't think they did a good job with the investigation.
That's hilarious.
You know what I know for sure is that every time it comes up on Reddit, I'm like, see less of this. See less of this. See less of this.
Oh, yeah, I haven't clicked a single article. I've just seen headlines. I've only seen headlines.
Constant. And I know I don't know well enough and don't want to learn more.
Yeah.
So
it seems
No, go away. Go away.
The whole thing seems pretty tragic, and I'd like to not invite any more tragic details into my
brain.
There's
fucking plenty of people that give plenty of shits about this. You don't need my shits.
What's nice
moving right along to whatever and the NBA subreddit wants to say.
What's nice?
You guys hear about how
this...
the Clippers are fucked? Because I can talk to you for a while about how the Clippers are fucked.
Nobody cares about the Clippers.
Mostly.
Yeah. I do think it's nice that this little tidbit could be used almost any year here in these United States of America. Could apply to many such cases. Just
me being disinterested in legal cases and yelling about how the Clippers are fucked.
Sure.
Because the Clippers are perpetually fucked.
Yeah, let's say that's what I meant, Sam.
I would say
sure,
they're
definitely.
Fuckeder than usual, but they're always fucked.
I don't...
They're always dead.
Why are the children always dead?
Why can we not focus on how the Clippers are fucked?
I just don't care about the Clippers.
Can you name me one singular Clipper?
Well, they traded Kawhi Leonard.
So no.
I think Zubac is back on the Clippers.
Okay.
Does he have huge hands?
Probably. He's a basketball player.
No, like unreasonably big hands.
Like Mario Marjanovic? No, not that big.
Well, then I don't give a shit about him.
They've lost 5 first-round picks because of cap circumvention. It's a huge deal.
I just don't care. The words you're saying are so boring to me.
It's such a big deal! Fuck!
No. Three Stacks, I would ask Sam what he's been up to, but he's just going to talk to me about the Clippers some more. So what have you got going on?
Nope! Shut up, nerd! My book is here. Come, book!
Just like a man... talking over when I tried to give her space and Sam was like,
silence, yeah. Wife!
He's gonna tell the police I did it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, right. I forgot. This one sucks.
No shit. They all sucks.
This is number 29, and remember, we're in the chapter Cleaning Things with Beer. Number 29, give your table a luster that would make Mr. Clean look like Pigpen. And so the idea here is that you use beer, ideally, like, stale flat beer to scrub your table down, because that will help, ? And then...
That will help attract ants.
Let me read the last paragraph of this, and you let me know if you think that this is a super-duper good idea or not. Will your table smell a little like old ale for the next couple days? Yes, of course. You just rubbed beer all over it. But you bought yourself some time to go buy that furniture polish spray. So I guess the idea here is, best case scenario, you ruin your table because you didn't manage to get to the store to buy a better cleaning product than bad beer.
Yeah. So they were like, wipe your table down and then go actually clean it with this stuff is kind of how that ended.
It's going to be so sticky.
Ooh, wait. I don't understand. Does it say, does it really just say, like, take some flat beer, or does it say mix it with anything else or do
no,
anything?
No, it does just say, I read it while Sam was ranting, and it does just say wipe some beer on it, and it'll make it slightly shinier. Flat beer well, is best.
I mean, yeah, it probably water would do the same thing for a second. It would make it slightly shinier.
I mean, I think probably, like, there's a very small amount of oil in beer, and I think the oil is probably what's gonna make your wood a little bit shinier.
Okay, here's another question. Did it say wood?
Yes.
Yes.
It's specifically yeah. finished All right. wood. If you have an unfinished table, it does not recommend smearing beer onto your unfinished
wood. Right, because they're not fools. They're not absurd. These aren't terrible advice yeah. articles or anything.
They just want you to take off the first layer of varnish or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. Huh.
Is this book... Does the publisher for this book also sell furniture?
Hey, man, ask your dad. He's the one who bought it for me.
Does the person who wrote this book also live in a mental institution?
When you say also,
yeah,
who's the other person?
I think he's saying in addition to writing terrible books.
In addition to writing a book.
Yeah, okay. thank you, Samuel. Thank you, I appreciate that.
Give big shouts out to Steve. I don't think Steve meant for me to suffer necessarily.
For his gift to be ridiculed.
He was trying his best. He wants to relate to you, and he is.
I know.
A Midwestern dad at his core.
We have almost nothing in common, and he's leaning into one of
the few one thing.
Whiskey.
Mm-hmm. We both love my kids. Mm-hmm. Do we both love you? Hmm? Depends who you ask.
Depends if you want to know if you believe it or are able to demonstrate it publicly.
Yeah, Sam. Why don't you hug your wife once in a while?
Because she just keeps hitting me.
No one can prove that.
It was too long of a silence. Okay, so that was about as bad as I thought it was going to go. Even though we didn't talk about the Clippers, it was still garbage. Still just terrible garbage.
Do you think the Clippers are doing that, or do you think the Clippers are paying someone to polish their tables?
I'm happy to explain the Clipper situation to everybody. If anyone
Please
cares
don't. About the Clippers. Please don't. Please don't do that.
Because it's really interesting.
It might actually have been more interesting than the beer hack you just shared, but still, I didn't enjoy any of it. Stax, have you done anything you can tell me about that would take the sour taste of that cleaning segment out of my mouth?
And if you need me to just tell you the Clipper situation into your ear and you can regurgitate it into the mic, I can do that for you.
No, I don't want that. I believe last time I was on the podcast, I was ill. That turned into pneumonia again. So that's
Was this when you had your had blood poisoning? The sepsis?
Well, I had blood poisoning at the beginning of June pneumonia, and then I got better, and then like a month and a half later I got a cold, and then I got pneumonia again, but I didn't get blood poisoning.
You should stop getting fluid in your lungs.
I would love it for my lungs to contain air instead of fluid.
Have you tried that?
The highlight of my summer.
I keep telling her to skate better, and she refuses.
I will not skate better.
Every night before bed, instead of, as you normally do, plunging your head into a wash basin and vigorously gurgling, I would maybe skip that for like a couple weeks. See what that does.
Would it help if I just slung you over my shoulder like we do with our children where we tell them they're a sack of potatoes and I just like bounce you up and down and see what fluids fall out of you?
I mean, it doesn't really fit with the sad Victorian child aesthetic I'm going for. I've heard that's very in these days.
You need to go to the seaside to recuperate.
I can't figure out how to actually get TB.
Totally, yeah. Every time I'm like, oh, if we have sex, you'll die, right? And you're like, yes.
Uh-huh. The consumption's getting me, but I don't have the real consumption. I just have the the kind where they give you antibiotics and then you feel better for a bit. I don't know. Our eldest just started kindergarten, so that's been a fun...
Oh, so you're going to have pneumonia for, like,
I'm gonna another have pneumonia 12 again.
Years. Yeah, another yeah, yeah, 12 yeah. years, just continuously.
Probably.
Goddamn.
I mean, I keep hearing that grade school germs are the worst, but I can't imagine they're worse than daycare germs.
Well, you're going to have three successive children to find out with, is all I'm saying.
Yeah, that's
like,
fair.
It's just, yeah.
Just like, sure, five-year-olds don't wash their hands, but you know who doesn't wash their hands either? Three-year-olds, and they lick stuff all the time.
And also, I don't wash my hands either, and I haven't gotten sick from these kids, so I don't know. You know, you connect the dots.
No, well, you've
you
don't gotten,
touch you... your penis when you pee. You just kind of hold it out.
I sit! Lips. I sit!
I was going to say something,
but
now... You
don't have to wash your hands.
I don't...
That's specifically a Zach take that I'm pretty sure he has admitted on the show before.
Well, I thought it was just that he doesn't get pee on his hands, so he doesn't have to wash them.
I think he said he...
Look.
He flops it out and doesn't touch it, and then performatively doesn't quite wash his hands, because he feels the need to not do that.
I somewhat agree, right? Like... I'm washing my wiener every day, and then I'm putting it in a clean cotton protective garment, right? It's probably the cleanest thing about me. And then, like, I don't think just touching my wiener skin is going to give me germs. But I do wash my hands after peeing just because it's a good opportunity to wash your hands. You get germs on you from other stuff all throughout the day. So I'm like...
I'm totally kind of the same way. I put my wiener in the dishwasher when it's running, just to like
yeah.
get it extra clean.
Yeah.
Well, and you put that that specific cotton dick sock on.
I'm sorry, say again?
Nope.
I didn't hear what you said. Sorry, you cut out there for a sec, so we want to take that, it fresh. Take it clean. 1, 2, 3. Emily, you're in.
Nope, I take it back.
Take, sorry? I'm sorry? You were saying? I'm sorry?
It's that magic Mormon underwear that they wear.
I'm just saying, you know, when you do your weekly ball scrub, there's still going to be some sweat that's going to get on your dick if you don't put on your special. No?
I just think there's no more sweat than on any other part of my body is all I'm saying.
On your hands? Your hands get sweatier than your balls?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think I would not say that my private areas get any sweatier than any other part of my body. Typically,
my feet get sweatier than any other part of my body.
Yeah, that's yeah, right. So I don't know, man.
And I use those to jack off, so I have to wash my dick after.
Sure, sure, that makes sense. The smell flips around, and now your feet smell like dick.
Ladies,
Sam and his dick still smells like feet.
Still talks about you ruining one of his shirts with your weird acid sweat. So.
Yeah, man, that's a thing that still happens. I can't help that. I'm like,
you're on the same med that was causing that issue.
I guess. Yeah.
That was like an antidepressant side effect thing, right?
Probably. Maybe
that was my understanding. Maybe that was not correct.
I think that was like a maybe that's what it is, but I don't like I never like went to the doctor about it. I was just like I'm a F tier X-Man. They call me Tie-Dye. That's not bad.
Yeah. Do you want to tell him about your terrible or is it my power? Do you know what I'm talking about? Because it's one of our powers.
I'm a little bit worried. I'm hoping it's not what I'm thinking it is.
Acids?
Oh, yeah. That was what I was thinking, and I was hoping you wouldn't bring it up.
My jizz is acid if you have delicate hands.
You have extremely dry hands.
Jesus Christ. Horrible.
One time.
That's one time?
Just awful. Just awful stuff happening over there in that household.
This is what peak performance looks like. I don't know how many times I have to yell that into a microphone.
Yeah, man, I don't know. A lot of crazy stuff happening over there in the Ginsburg household. I hope you guys have good health insurance.
We do.
Actually, yeah. Unfortunately.
That's the and this fucking cat, she's just been here. She's just been here chilling out for like 15 minutes.
I love that little baby Chai.
She's so fucking chill.
Chai, I love you.
Good kitty.
What a sweetheart. Let's do another article.
Sure.
Our last article, I guess. So this is from 10best.usa.com or usatoday.com, excuse me. It is, what are beer tales? The surprising... Oh, fuck. Is my shit frozen again?
We can still hear you. I don't know if you can hear me.
You can still hear me? Okay, here we go. Here we go. All right.
You're live.
All right, so it's a 10 best drink experts recommend these three beer cocktails for a better Labor Day weekend. What is a beer tale? It's a beer cocktail, obviously. I guess they're big on TikTok now. I mean, people have been doing beer cocktails for a while. We talked about the spaghetti. We've talked about the spaghetti numerous times.
Spaghetti's so bad.
What is the other one? Like the Aperol Spritz or whatever. The Brass Monkey, obviously. Well, I guess there are a couple that are going wild on TikTok, and they all involve Miller High Life, because it's the champagne of beers, right? So you put it in place of champagne. You guys get it?
Is this just Miller doing a good job, or is I guess. This like is this AstroTurf, or is this for real?
I don't know.
Is this the Gen Z version of hipsters?
I don't know. I guess.
Is this actually just normal hipsters? Have we just aged into Miller High Life?
I do like the first one. I gotta be honest. Well, okay, so actually I have questions. So the first one is a Milwaukee 75, which is a take on the French 75. Have you guys had a French 75? One of my
I've
top
never heard
cocktails.
Of French 75.
Love it. Exactly. Love a French 75.
Heard of French 75.
What's it's it, so what's good. In a, what's in the real guy? Before we get into the beer version, tell me what the OG is.
It's just that, but with champagne instead of Miller High.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
Okay, well, the listener can't read this.
Well,
it's like a little bit. It's a little bit of champagne and a little bit of gin, and then some simple syrup and some lemon juice. And I think it's really good. One of my favorite cocktails. I like a gin-based cocktail though. This is. It says pour out 2 ounces of Miller High Life 12-ounce bottle. Then it says add 1 ounce gin, splash of simple syrup, squeeze in 1 lemon slice.
Wait, are we adding this to the remainder of the bottle?
Thank you.
Yeah, you drink it
Thank
out
you.
Of the bottle.
Okay, that was my question. See, that I don't really like. Now it's just like the ratio's all off, and it just tastes like weird beer.
I mean,
it's not
one ratio of beer to gin is still going to taste a lot like gin, I think.
I'm just saying, like, a French 75 isn't 10 ounces of champagne. It's, like, 2.
I guess maybe the idea is that you need 5 times more Miller High Life to achieve what the champagne was doing.
Yeah, I guess if we're talking about alcohol by volume,
but
it's
I'm
more,
reaching,
but...
bro.
I mean, I think the idea is that you're doing this at a cookout. You don't have extra glassware around.
Hmm. I would try this if it was 2 ounces of Miller High Life, 1 ounce of gin, simple syrup, and lemon slice. That I would try.
Should we talk about the Midwest Hugo?
Sure. I'm not sure what a Hugo Spritz is, but it's, again, pour out 2 ounces of the Miller High Life 12-ounce bottle, St. Germain, lime juice, lime garnish. That sounds
so
nice.
I understand this one even less. I don't know what a Saint Germain is.
Saint Germain is like a it's like a like a floral aperitif. I would drink that. And then the spaghetti, which we've already talked about many times.
Spaghetti.
Yeah, the spaghetti is on there. So as it turns out, I would try like 1.5 of these, I guess.
They probably all suck.
Yeah. Yeah, probably, yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
I like how the first two, they tell you to pour out 2 ounces of your Miller High Life. And then put like 1 ounce of.
And then they just said sip a bit.
Sip a bit. Put in
just a little bit.
2 ounces of other stuff.
Okay, being weird about it, perverts.
They're putting and more this last extra one, stuff into this one.
But this last one does say it can be poured into.
Yeah.
Can be poured into a pint glass or added directly into Miller High Life bottle, which just makes me question the first two even more. Why are they so vague? What are you hiding?
I don't like that the first two are just like, we took champagne things and put beer in them instead. I guess
but it's
all
the champagne
kind
of beer. It's the champagne of beer.
I know.
Emily. Do you have a champagne of child coming down the stairs?
A dog.
Just a dog.
Oh. So, yeah. The champagne of children.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Cool. Rad. Super rad, you guys.
They didn't even try to make them interesting. They were just like, here's a cocktail that exists, and I've decided to put beer in it instead.
Well, I guess blame TikTok, I think. I don't know. The article is not very, dense or like full of information, so I don't know. Seems easy to blame TikTok though.
Well, Charlotte Maragina, you seem like you're not a good time at parties.
What? Why? She's drinking cocktails. Because she's getting loose.
This person probably doesn't exist. This is probably just a robot.
Yeah. Probably is just a robot. Yeah, you hear us, Charlotte Maragina. If you're not a robot, email us at brewstatetuesdaypodcast@gmail.com with some proof, like your social security number and back in front of your driver's license.
And like a QR code of some kind.
No, not a QR code, Sam.
What's wrong with QR codes?
He won't know how to answer it because he is also a robot.
Oh, I see.
That's right. You got me. You got me. I've been a robot this whole time. You guys having to use the robots a lot for work? You guys got a work robot?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's, like, kind of devastating.
You guys going to get replaced by a work robot?
Probably someday. Eventually.
Yeah?
Hopefully not soon.
It's kind of like we're a little bit against the clock. Like, let's see how much equity we can build.
Are they having you?
We get bumped.
Are they having you train work AI, or are they just like, you got to use it?
We got to use it.
Okay, well, at least they're not having you train your own replacement directly, I guess.
Not yet.
Not yet.
I mean, or maybe, but they're just being, like, slick about it.
Right. I mean, by having you use it, it is in a way, I guess, training it to do tasks, but not directly. So that's something.
Yeah, I'm sad all the time. Should we move on to something else? Wrap up? Or
I guess. I don't know what you want me to talk about. I have no content because I was ill. So.
Yes, yeah, so, let's
did
talk
you get
about
pneumonia?
That.
What antibiotics did they put you on?
Just the flu, baby.
You said you thought you had a migraine. Do you think you had a migraine and then you got the flu? Or do you think it was a fake out and it was the flu all along?
I think it was the fever that caused the migraine. Yeah.
Well.
Would be my guess.
Now I know.
Yeah. And
it's a weird time of year to get the flu.
We got a lot of school groups coming in, because they like just went back to school and they're doing squid dissections. Everybody just wants to do squid dissections. That's all they want to get is squid dissections.
And now you, as an antinatalist, are you always looking at little kids and saying, "Get this crotch goblin out of here"?
Yeah. No, I love using extremely online millennial terms. You know, crotch goblin is a great one. I love saying doggo, you know, pupper. Love all these terms.
I don't think crotch goblin's a specifically millennial term.
You don't think so?
No. That's just like what.
Who's the oldest person? People? Who's the oldest person you've heard say crotch goblin?
I don't know. I don't
Ronald Reagan.
I just have also heard many younger people refer to children as crotch goblins. It's not even the most creative name for...
No, I don't like it. I think it's stupid. I think it's stupid. As I said, I think I said we had a similar conversation when we were recording the latest Mystery D8. And as I said, I think larval human is funnier. That's amusing to me.
Yeah, that one's fine. There are a lot of people who really like to call them like cum trophies, and that's upsetting.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't like that. I don't like that.
There are a lot of people who are really angry about the existence of children who just want to make children sound as gross as possible.
Sure. No, I mean, I think you all made a terrible mistake. But now that they're here, like, what am I going to do? Like, be mean to them? No, of course not. I just don't think everybody should just stop. From this point on, just stop with it.
And is your plan just for us to, as a species, die out? Or just you'll encourage many people not to have kids, but obviously the kids will happen anyway?
Okay, so if we're going to take my... like things seriously and not just as a joke. I think like
this episode's pretty short, so let's get into it just a tad before we edit. And
I think if you have the if contraception is readily and financially available to you, then I think you should use it and not have kids. If it's not, then I don't think it's ethically wrong for you to have children. And for a lot of people, it isn't, you know, easily accessible or financially accessible. So they'll just keep on having kids. But the population will lower, which is good.
So your idea is it should wane as opposed to go away entirely.
Yeah. I don't think, like, I'm not super extreme. Like, I would like to see the human race continue. I don't think it will for that long, like if we're talking about like on a galactic time scale, I think we're going to run out relatively soonish. But I think it would be nice if we could get our shit together and like inhabit space. But I do think maybe one of the steps to doing that is not having fucking 11 billion people on a planet.
Could we alternatively just make contraception more readily available, and then only the people who actually want to have and raise kids can have the number of kids they want?
I mean, that's kind of what I'm saying, but not
no,
really.
No, what you're saying is that poor people should have a lot of kids and rich people shouldn't.
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm saying. And I'm not saying they should, I'm just realizing, like, I'm just recognizing the fact that, like, you can't, like, I'm not going to go around sterilizing people. That's crazy, you know, so... But, where was I going with this?
Were you going to say we should rate the beers?
I guess I was going to say that.
It seemed like that's where you were going with that.
I don't know. I just think I just think there should be a lot, like, I think the fewer people there are, probably the better for all the other species out there. So, the end. I had this maple syrup beer. It was a Dogfish Head 75-minute IPA, 7.5% ABV. Oh, I get it. 7.5, 75-minute. I got there,
you know
guys.
What? Now I get it, too. And now I'm included, and I'm part of it.
So continually hopped for 75 minutes, and then they put some maple syrup in there. And I liked this beer, oddly enough. Oh, I love that cat, too. I love that cat so much. I ended up enjoying this beer. It was somewhat challenging, you know, not a straightforward flavor profile. And maybe I would only like it in kind of this time of year, like summer going into fall, because I don't know, like it's got the hoppiness of kind of summer, but the maple syrupiness makes me think a little bit of like, you know, fall in Vermont. So I don't know that I would want to drink this in like the spring, but right here, right now, I enjoyed it, even with the kind of slippery maple syrup mouthfeel. I'm going to give it, I think, you know what, we'll give it a 7.5. Why not? And I'll give it to folks who, I don't know, this could be a good breakfast beer, honestly. Have this with your pancakes. That would be pretty good. Ginsburg's.
Speaking of things to have with your pancakes, things that taste good. This one, not so much with that. Nailed it. I had young bloods. I might be in trouble. And you might be in trouble for making a beer that doesn't taste very good. I mean, really just, I don't like sours that much. And I'm more forgiving of sours that are interesting. And this one's not that interesting. It kind of just like is only 2 degrees of separation away from just like if I were just drinking red wine vinegar. Mm. And thanks. If I had red wine vinegar that was 6.5% ABV, I still wouldn't give a great rating to red wine vinegar at 6.5% ABV. It just like tastes like shit. Because it's so sour and ew, and I hate it. I give it a 1.6. 1.6. Highly recommend it to Jed and Mary, but I think it tastes bad, and I have a little bit of it left, and I will drink it, and I don't want to.
I want to try this.
Bad. It tastes too much. Just like mix that with some seltzer.
Oh, make a little
beer cocktail. Make like an Aperol spritz.
Yeah.
Yeah. I want to try this. Not because I think I'll like it, but I just want to have the experience because that is a crazy low rating. Like I want you to have that Saison brewed in or aged in gin barrels that I had because it's terrible and I want to share that with somebody.
Yeah, mail it to me, dude. Email it to me. Okay. Just put it as an attachment.
It'll come out the, you know, you still have a floppy port, right?
I did print it out at work, but
you
it'll be fine.
Gotcha, sure. Beer.
I get it.
Stax, what do you think of the beer you downloaded into your stomach?
Yeah, I had Hot Butcher put on the glasses. Still not a put them on the glass reference.
That's it.
Could be.
This beer is a lot. It's good, but it's a lot of flavors. And as it warmed up, they've all kind of muddled together a little bit more, which was to be expected. But I am enjoying it. I just also, I'm like, this could have been half this amount of beer, and I would have been perfectly happy with it. I am going to give this a 7.8, and I'm going to recommend it to people who can drink beers faster than me, and also specifically to Sam. Because I think this is like a nice, if you want to, you know, sit out on your patio and have a beer, and you can finish your whole beer before it gets cold, and have a 9% ABV beer without it being your whole day.
And you got a 4-pack of that, right?
Yeah, Sam gets to drink 3 more of these.
Hooray!
So maybe next week I'll shotgun it to start the show.
But yeah, it's good, and I just wish that I were a stronger person.
Well, once you, you know, get that sump pump installed in your lungs or whatever is going to clear that stuff out, maybe you'll be able to chug beers like a superhero.
Maybe. I think that it's probably more likely to do with just, like, my general size and being.
Tyler, I would say don't invest too strongly in her. It's like she's got a couple of stops. Don't worry about it.
Okay. Thanks. I appreciate that. The insider tip there. All right. Well, other than chugging that beer at the beginning of next week's show, do you know what else you'll be bringing up?
I think I probably will just have this next week.
Oh, okay. Great. Wonderful.
If that's okay with the future late Mrs. Emily Ginsberg.
Right, right.
I've tried it before, so it feels a little unfair.
Shut up, you.
I'm like okay with it. Day. I'm okay with it.
It's a little like an against day.
I'm okay with it. I'll allow
You're
it.
You're going to drink a third of this beer later.
Probably. I don't have to work tomorrow.
Ounces. Not 12
not
ounces.
Not 12 ounces. I'll make sure.
Yeah.
To drink at least 5 ounces of this.
All right. Well, listener, if you want to send your condolences for Emily's sudden passing, You can do that by emailing us at brewsdaytuesdaypodcast@gmail.com. You can come our links at brewsdaytuesday.com, or you can blue sky us at brewsdaytuesday. Don't let that skip you down. We'll see you next episode. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye
forever. Here comes a beer. Catch all your tears. Drink the remedy. Forget about your problems. Here comes a shot. Lose all your thoughts. Drink the remedy. Forget about your problems. This one's on me. Fix you for free. Drink the remedy. Forget about everything. This one's on me. Got what you need. And take your medicine. You feel better. I hope not, though. I hope not. That'd be horrible. Stay alive.